These bad guys are not holding fast to Jesus. They're delighting in their experience, delighting in their false humility, and they're defrauding you if you buy into it. They're keeping you from growing. And how do you grow? Through the Word of God being proclaimed and received from a right heart ready to receive it and grow.
Thanks for joining us for this midweek edition of Equipping the Saints, featuring the Bible teaching of Greg Lundstedt, pastor of Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina. And Greg, today we'll continue our look at things that can shipwreck our faith.
Yes, we will, Dave. And more specifically, we're going to be looking at religious experience and how that, through those who would propagate it, can defraud you of your prize. It's so prevalent out in the Christian church these days, so we need to pay close attention to what the Lord has to say through His Word, and more specifically in Colossians chapter 2, verses 18 and 19.
Well, thanks, Greg. And as always, if you have to miss a portion of today's broadcast, you can hear this entire program online at etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. Now, let's join Greg for today's message.
And when you pray, you're not to be as the hypocrites. For they, notice this, they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and the street corners in order to be seen by men. Truly, they have their reward in full. These bad guys love you seeing their humility. They delight in you seeing how humble they are. They delight in that. Very bad, right? Very bad. These phony spiritual hypocrites take people captive by putting on a show. Now you say, how could we be robbed of our prize? We understand it's not going to happen. Well, obviously it could happen, or we wouldn't be told don't let it happen. First of all, if God is telling us not to let it happen, then that means it could happen. And so we need to be on guard, right? We could be taken because we want to obey the Lord. We want to obey Him. We see someone seems spiritual. We go, wow, I want to be like that. You know, we could be sucked into following the bad guys and listening to what they have to say, spiritually speaking. Oh, we saw this back in Vancouver, didn't we? We saw it. That false, phony humility that draws the naive to follow those people. Very sad. So spiritual people hear phony spiritual people put an unsaid temptation upon true believers to be like them because they appear so holy and they appear so humble. An unsaid pressure. Don't let it happen. Don't let that happen. Never let that happen in any context where you have this unsaid pressure to try and be like someone. We're to be like Christ. Yes, we're to follow those who follow Christ, but those who've really followed Christ are recognizing their failures. They're trusting Christ. They're abiding in Him. It's all about Jesus. They're not delighting in phony humility. So then stop, or do not let anyone rob you of your prize, your eternal prize, through false spiritual humility. That's the gateway that you're going to get taken. That's the gateway. The gateway is their phony spiritualism, their phony humbleness that they delight in. Watch out. And then the second interrelated thing has to do with that. It has to do with actually worship. Worship, which is experience, by the way. It can be an experience. We'll see. He says here, and the worship of angels. He says here, when we know from Scripture that is absolutely forbidden. We know Jesus, when He was being tempted by Satan to have Him bow down and worship, He said, you worship God only, right? We see John in Revelation, the angel, you know, he began to bow down when he saw Him. It was so amazing. He said, don't do that. Worship God. We worship God alone. But evidently, back in Paul's day, back in this day, there are bogus men who were bringing forth this mystical diversion, and it was that you could get to a higher spiritual plane through these angels, in a sense, worshiping them. So they were so spiritual, and how do you get there? Well, this is how we do it. Well, we're not going to fall prey to that right now. We're not worshiping angels. We're not like the evil cults, like what's-his-name who got the gold plates with the angel Moroni, right? That's bogus, right? Or the JWs who worship Jesus, but they really call Michael the archangel. That's baloney, right? But this is believers being tempted to be more spiritual through certain worship things. Now, we know that is bogus worship. Worship, that's bogus worship, right? It's wrong. They delight in their false humility, which leads to bogus worship. It leads to bogus, false worship, a false experience of worshiping God. You're not worshiping God through worshiping angels. You're worshiping demons. Okay? It's false. So notice, they delight in self-abasement and the worship of angels. But notice, this is what's really key. They're further described. This helps us to not say, there's no angel worship here, no big deal. Look at this next statement. It's really important. He describes the delighter this way. Taking his stand on visions he has seen, inflated without cause by his fleshly mind. That's what's going on. These are people who delight in false humility, evil worship, based on visions they've stepped into, in a sense, that's the context, inflated without cause by their fleshly minds. He's talking about inflated, fake spiritual experiences in the context of pointing people to worship, a false worship. That's the context. So then, we have a problem these days with worship in the church. It's completely experience-driven. Have you noticed that lately? And it ultimately pulls us away from Christ because the experience becomes more important than Christ. I know people who will not go to biblical churches because they like the experience of the worship music. How terrible is that? You see, when we delight in our experience, we are no longer holding fast to Jesus, being built up in his word and relying on him, and thus will be robbed by the prize. And people will lead you to delight in your experience. There are certain charismatic churches where people say, I've got a vision, I've heard this from God, and this and that. They all this experience, all inflated, their fleshly minds. And people are following them, and they're getting robbed. They're getting robbed eternally because they're not depending on Christ through his word to grow them. Yes, they sprinkle a little word here and there, but it's not being proclaimed that they'd be presented complete. Paul is speaking about a flesh-driven religious experience puffed up in the mind. People say, I've had this experience, I've seen this stuff, whatever it is. They take their stand. It makes them seem super spiritual. They're on a higher plane. They've experienced, wow, what the Lord has done in this life. They appear much, but it's not me. It's that fake humility, right? But these Christians and those who are immature think they're missing out on stuff, and they get caught up in this. They think they're missing out. But the reality is, if they partake with these bad guys, they're going to miss out. They're going to get robbed spiritually. There are some genuinely naive people who get caught up in things, and they get taught in a way to think that their feelings are, their experiences are visions and things. You hear people, they say, well, I felt like the Lord was telling me this, you know. It's one thing to think God's maybe prompting you. It's another thing to think God is speaking to me and telling me something. Now, I've been conditioned through these bad guys to start trusting my feelings. Trusting what I feel rather than the word of God. It's so subtle, it's so dangerous. So then, many churches these days are steeped in an experienced-oriented way to follow Jesus. 80% experience, 10% Jesus talk, 10% stories. You know, you see that these days. Experience-oriented, whether it's charismatics who have a vision or a word inflated with their fleshly minds, some maybe being sincere, having had bad teaching, you know, feeling that their thoughts are that way. Worship these days in evangelical churches and some Baptist churches now is steeped in emotionalism. It may not be the worship of angels, but it's the worship of self and self's view of God. It's just as bad. Take, for instance, the Bethel-type, Hillsong-type music designed to pull you emotionally. People that write it, they say that's what they do. They're designing it to do that. Look at them. The dark sanctuary. Dark, wait a second. It's not going to be dark in heaven. The dark sanctuary and the music designed to pull your emotions, the stages, the lights, the rock bands, the superior quality of music. Okay? But all designed to emotionally and experientially pull you away from Christ. To be dependent on that ministry, those people, where they're not feeding you. And as I mentioned, I know people who won't go to biblical churches because, frankly, it's kind of boring. The worship's kind of boring. Well, it's boring because they've been sucked into an experience-oriented way to follow Jesus. And they are being robbed. You think you're worshiping the Lord, you're really filling your flesh. You think you're growing closer through music? It's not going to happen. We grow through the Word of God and the God of the Word. God causes the growth. We'll see that in our passage later on. It's God that causes the growth, and He does it through His Word. You see, we know from 1 Thessalonians 2:13, it is the Word that does its work in us. We know from 1 Peter 2, verse 2, we grow in respect to salvation through the pure milk of the Word. We know that it is all Scripture inspired by God that is profitable, that makes us adequate for every good work. Therefore, preach the Word, Paul would tell Timothy. But you have bad guys in evangelical churches being overrun by these guys, and like I said, some Baptist churches happening around here, who seem so humble and so spiritual. But what they're doing is the opposite. They're allowing this to happen. Let me give you an illustration here. I used to think that the Trinity Evangelical Divinity School was, I didn't know about it. I thought, hey, it's maybe okay. It was okay. It seems pretty solid, you know. Well, there's a professor there, a bad guy, who writes this. This is in Christianity Today, and I don't recommend reading it, okay? He writes, what is the value of religious experience for the church? Experience of God, of course, is vital for our spiritual growth and maturity. You get that? Experience is vital for our growth and maturity. Do you see the subtle thing? It's the experience rather than the Word. How evil is that? Very subtle. Sounds very humble here, the way he talks. The realities of religious experience, especially Christian theistic experience, are rich and provide fruitful potential for the broader justification of Christian beliefs and commitments. They are not the main thing, but they play an important role, especially in today's cultural climate, which places such high value on personal experience. We should take the claims of experience seriously. This isn't an evangelical seminary. This is a bad guy. See to it that no one takes you captive. How subtle. This man's statements are demonic. We grow by faith in Jesus Christ as His Word works in us. It is the Word being brought forth that we are made complete in Him. And when that is lowered down to experience, you get taken captive and you get your rewards taken away. Really sad. You see, we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, there are experiences when we trust the Lord and He does something and He uses His Word to change us. We experience that, but that's on the backside. That's not on the front side. We don't trust the experiences to grow in the Lord. That's not what it is. It's backwards. End of 19, it is God who grows us with a growth as we're connected to Christ. So then, these guys are bad. And guess what? They're not connected to Jesus. We'll see in verse 19 that they're disconnected from the head. They're not obeying Him. They're not submitting to Him. Or they wouldn't be doing this show and this experience and all this stuff. They're not connected. Well, they sure are spiritual. They sure are humble. But they delight in it on the inside. God says, warning. See to it. Don't let anyone rob you, take away, defraud you of your prize. Don't do it. Don't go there. Beware of those who delight in false humility. Beware of those who delight in worship driven by religious experience. That's what was going on here. Inflated in their fleshly minds, based on the flesh. Think about those in Scripture who had the most grand experiences, true experiences. Think about Peter. He was on the Mount of Transfiguration, and he saw the Lord transfigured in His glory. Now, that's a bigger experience than these guys say they have, inflated into fake things, right? And Peter, he shares in 2 Peter, turn there, that this isn't the most important thing. The most important thing is the Word made more sure. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For when He received honor and glory from the Father, such utterance was made to Him by the majestic glory, this is My beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven, and we were with Him on the holy mountain. That's pretty fantastic. It's a pretty fantastic, true experience. But the next thing he says is, and so we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention as a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rising in your heart. We got the Word of God. And he'll go on to say, no prophecy of Scripture is of one own interpretation. Scripture's written word, but men moved by the Spirit spoke from God. We see that. The Apostle Paul, and I'm not going to read this, but you can read in 2 Corinthians 12, he's got the bad guys who are talking about all their visions, saying, well, if I have to say it, I'll talk about this vision. He was caught up in the third heaven, but he says he even talks about it in third person so that you wouldn't give him any credit. But what's the focus? When he's all done, the focus is, I got a thorn. And Christ used that to teach me that his power is perfected in weakness. It's not about some vision. It's not about an experience. It's about relying on Jesus Christ. I shared this earlier. Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Old Testament, guard yourself. Guard your steps as you go to the house of God to draw near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools. Wow. That's a pretty straightforward statement. For they do not know they're doing evil. Do not be hasty in word or impulsive in thought to bring up a man in the presence of God, for God is in heaven and you are on the earth, therefore let your words be few. For the dream comes through much effort and the voice of the fool many words. Hey, that's the bogus stuff. He'll go on later on and say, basically, many dreams, verse 7, and many words, there's emptiness. Rather, fear God. Fear God. Paul has pulled the mask off of these spiritual shysters, those who take stand in the visions they've seen inflated without cause by their fleshly minds, blown up, inflated without cause. It's all the flesh, and it leads to worship. That's what they were doing. False humility, they worship in that context, angels, all from false stuff in the flesh. Let no one keep defrauding you of your prize by delighting in self-abasement, the worship of angels, taking his stand in visions he has seen inflated without cause by his fleshly mind, and not, verse 19, not holding fast to the head. That's speaking of Jesus Christ, the head of the church, from whom the entire body, speaking of the body of Christ, being supplied and held together by the joints and ligaments, grows with a growth which is from God. These bad guys are not holding fast to Jesus. They're delighting in their experience, delighting in their false humility, and they're defrauding you if you buy into it. They're keeping you from growing. And how do you grow? Through the Word of God being proclaimed and received from a right heart, ready to receive it and grow. He says they're not holding fast to the head. You see, when you try to relate to God through religious experience, there's zero spiritual growth. We don't grow through experience. We have experience, but we don't grow through experience. We grow in the grace and Lord of Jesus Christ, but through the Word of God acting and working in us and not falling fast ahead. You see, back in chapter 1, verse 18, Paul said of Jesus, he is the head of the body of the church. Jesus is the head. The church, that's the called out ones, ecclesia, those are those who have been delivered from death to life through faith in Jesus Christ. They've been delivered. It's believers who've been placed into the body of Christ by the Spirit of God through faith in Jesus. Galatians 3:27, 1 Corinthians 12. Jesus is the head, and we are in this spiritual body. We are the members, the parts of the body. And it is from the head and holding fast to the head that the body grows. He says there grows with a growth which is from God. And these guys are not connected. So you are not going to grow with a growth from God by following their experience. And guess what? We got a lot of believers and some make believers who are not growing, who are getting ripped off. They're allowing it to happen. God says no. We are to, as Paul said, we proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man that we present every man complete in Christ. It's through the pure milk of the word that we grow in respect to salvation, 1 Peter 2, verse 2. It is the word of God we grow in respect to salvation, 1 Thessalonians 2:13. It is through the scripture alone that we are made adequate, equipped for every good work, 2 Timothy 3:16. So if your church focuses on experience, you're in trouble. If it focuses on Christ and his word, then you're going to be blessed. You say we experience growth. Well, don't we experience something? Yes, it happens through the word as God works it in our hearts and changes us. We grow with a growth which is from God. Remember what I shared in 2 John. Watch yourselves that you may not lose what we have accomplished, but that you receive a full reward. Watch yourself. You get eternally gypped if you follow these guys. And I do the emotional deal, the worship thing. Worship, worship. That's what it's about. Worship, worship. Don't let it happen. Rather, hold fast ahead. Let me share one more passage here. Turn to Jeremiah 23. And even back in these days, the Lord is going to talk about the bad guys with their false dreams and stuff. He's going to say, hold on to the Word of God. Jeremiah 23:25. I could read the whole chapter, but just let me read this portion. I have heard of what the prophets have said who prophesy falsely in my name, saying, I have a dream, I have a dream. How long? Is there anything in the hearts of the prophets who prophesy falsehood, even those prophets of deception of their own heart, who intend to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which they relate to one another, just as the fathers forgot my name because of Baal? The prophet who has a dream may relate his dream, but let him who has my word speak my word in truth. Get out of those dark music churches and get into a church that proclaims the Word of God. Yes, we have music and we praise God, but it's not about the experience. It's about the Lord. So many believers delighting in their experience. It is very, very bad because you're being defrauded of your prize. You're disconnected from the growth that comes through abiding in Jesus Christ. Do you delight in religious experience or God? Is the delight music? Is that it? Is that all it is? Or hopefully it's God being glorified in the music. What are you holding fast to? Is it your experience of worship? Or is it intellectually exciting doctrine you hold fast to? What are you holding fast to? Or is it Christ? So then how can we keep from being taken captive? From having our faith shipwrecked? We need to recognize that in Christ we have everything we need. God in human flesh who died for our sins and brought a complete salvation. In him we're complete. In him are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. It is him through his word that we have everything we need. Secondly, we mustn't allow anyone to defraud us of our prize through phony spirituality and peddling religious experience. Don't let it happen. Some of you might need to repent. Some of you listening might need to repent. You bought into it. You've been deceived, deluded, but the Lord has exposed it and you've been convicted. Confess and be forgiven and step forward. And as you abide and trust in Christ, you will receive reward in that context in eternity. God is not so unjust that he doesn't reward us for our faith when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. But you need to repent maybe. Some of you are disconnected from Christ, practically speaking, through your experiences. Cling to Christ and grow in him. Do not let anyone defraud you through religious experience. As you've received Christ Jesus the Lord, so on. You didn't receive an experience, you received him by belief.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. You can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the Ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you, thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free, 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, as we close today's broadcast, how should we respond to what you've taught us in this message?
Well, Dave, as I just mentioned in the end of the message, we need to not allow anyone to defraud us from our prize through their phony spirituality and peddling religious experience. We need to recognize that in Christ we have everything we need. God in human flesh, who died for our sins and brought a complete salvation, in whom we are complete, in whom are the treasures of all wisdom and knowledge. In Christ, through his word, we have everything we need for life and godliness. So don't allow anyone to defraud you through phony religious experience. And again, some of you might need to repent. You bought into it. You were deceived. You were deluded. But praise the Lord, he's exposed this. Just confess and get out of those churches where you're being defrauded, and then getting into a biblical church in which Christ is proclaimed and Christ is exalted. So then, don't let anyone defraud you through religious experience. Rather, hold fast to Christ and grow.
As we close today's broadcast, it's our prayer that the Word of God has done its work in your life and that you've been challenged and encouraged to follow Christ more closely. If you'd like a complimentary CD of today's broadcast, call us toll-free at 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. And if you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Well, we hope you'll make plans to join us again tomorrow, right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints. Equipping the Saints is a broadcast ministry of Equipping Bible Church.